Spirit, we need you to give us your perspective on the things that we cannot see ourselves. So some of us will need a physician tonight. Some of us need the Lord to be the physician to show us what we're not willing to say. I say of our wives, those of you that are married, I with unquestioned conviction, your wife was given to you by God to be the mirror that you were unwilling to look in as a single man. They give you perspective. And so what do we get as defensive men? We're like, no, what do you mean? I wasn't yelling. I'm not yelling. How many times you said that? My voice isn't raised. Wait till you have kids. They'll even be the ones, they to say, well, Dad, stop talking so sternly. Oh, my goodness. What am I supposed to say? No, I'm not talking sternly. Really? Like my perspective is the right one? We need to be willing to hear how what we say bounces back off the walls. Or how our wives perceive things. They were given to us to help us become who God called us to be. Absolutely no question. So stop resisting their wisdom. And if it doesn't make sense to you, how about just lay back and realize, you know what? Just go with it. I mean, I get that you might be able to find a lot of scriptures that say that, you know, you're the authority and whatever, but man, come on. If we're not walking in unity with the Father and laying down our lives for our wives, submitting as Christ did to the church, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and what gave himself up for her. How about you give up your schedule? How about instead of saying, hey, babe, I'm going to watch this thing on the weekend, which I don't know why you're watching anything anyway. If you've been reading Intoxicated with Babylon, that TV should be in a paper bag, plastic bag, wrapped up. I don't know where you're at. I'm not saying that dogmatically, but I'm saying, come on, man. What are you willing to do to become the man of God that he's called you to become?